The White House Report.
Security concerns for high-ranking officials in Washington, D.C. are a concern during this government shutdown. Just for instance, the U.S. Secret Service is not being paid. They are on the job and being supported by D.C. Metropolitan Police. With that in mind, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi has decided to reschedule the State of the Union for that concern alone, for security reasons. A few weeks ago, the House Speaker Nancy Pelosi sent an invitation to President Trump, who accepted, for a State of the Union address on January 29th. But now, it's in question. I talked to former HUD Secretary and Democratic presidential candidate Julian Castro about this issue.
Well, I certainly understand the Speaker's concern. I've been there to the State of the Union address as a cabinet member. And the thing about the State of the Union address that your audience should know, and you certainly know, April, is that you have everybody there. You have the president. You have all of the members of Congress there. You have the Supreme Court there. If there is an evening that requires for security to be at its best, at its strongest, it's that night. And you can't skimp on security when it comes to the State of the Union address. So it's not surprising that Speaker Pelosi has expressed a concern about having the State of the Union address on that original night. And my hope is that they can find a night where security can be at the level they need it to be to protect everybody there.
Now, as we talk about the security concerns at the State of the Union, I mean, that is a big night. Everyone is there, as you say, you know, the seat of everyone from all branches of government, judicial, legislative, and the executive are all in the well of the House. But because of security, there's always that one cabinet official that doesn't show up in case something were to happen. So that person would be the person who would, I guess, essentially run government if anything happens to those in the well. Have you ever been considered that alternate that has been left out of the State of the Union address that was told not to come because of security issues?
I was not the designated survivor for the State of the Union while I was in the cabinet, so I haven't had that experience. But the fact that they do designate somebody to stay out of the State of the Union, for the purpose of continuity of government, if, God forbid, the worst were to happen, just shows you how seriously it's taken and how seriously security precautions are taken. I think all of us hope that this won't be an issue because the government will reopen and the president will set aside this unreasonable demand for wall funding that nobody seems to want. But if that doesn't happen, I can certainly understand the concern of Speaker Pelosi in trying to find a date where you're going to have security that is at its best, as it needs to be for that kind of event.
I'm April Ryan, AURN News.